Excuse me, that takes care of that. Now we'll go on. We got old business and other business. We'll take the old business first. And first case will be case number 10,643, Liberty Towers, special use exception for a communication tower.
Victor? I think one of the reasons this was tabled was to look into whether or not it was properly advertised. And I got together with one of the other county attorneys, and we kind of looked through all of these because the same methods used for county council hearings and P&Z as well. And actually, the code, for better or for worse, is very vague on that. It simply says public notice of a hearing shall consist of a publication 15 days prior to the hearing, specifying the time, place, and nature of the hearing. So it really doesn't say what you do in the way of advertising. It was our conclusion that it was accurately advertised, and particularly when the posting of the property also takes place. And the purpose of the public notice, the advertising, is really just to alert the public to the fact that something is pending, gives them an opportunity to look into it more fully if they desire to do so, and it would have served that purpose in this case. And the according to the staff, the proper location for the tower was the subject of the posting, and it was our conclusion that it's properly advertised. And if the county council wants to clean that up or make it work differently, they have, you know, they have the opportunity to do that.
Okay. Well, thank you for that, Mr. Burrow. But did everyone get a chance to read all the information that was presented to them that night with that one big packet and then the other from the opposition? Mm-hmm. Mr. Miller? Mm-hmm. Any chance? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Wortman? Mm-hmm. Mr. McCabe?
I went through it. I didn't read it all, but I looked closely at it.
Okay, because I know we had tabled it for that reason. I just wanted to make sure that everyone did get ample time. I had asked a couple of questions that night. It's on the appraisal of the property in that area. The gentleman didn't have it. You know, what it would be, what the property was now, and what it would be if they had put that in, what type of effect it would have on that. And there was other property in the area had been offered. I had a couple issues with that. And he didn't have. And that's not the water. We had to address that. That wasn't back by the water. Right on, sitting on the water was that?
I don't think it was on the water.
Wasn't on the water.
No,
the other one was.
Mm-hmm.
I looked through my notes real good on that. Usually that was one question I had asked and I didn't get the answer. I didn't write it down. There it is. He didn't have for the appraisals. The lighting they would have to had every 50 feet. And same property, but to the back of it, and that's right. Okay. Mr. McCabe, did you have any questions, or how do you?
No, I have no.
I'm sorry?
I have no questions. No.
Okay. Mr. Wortman?
I have no questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills?
The applicant convinced me that
regard to the special use exception, that it wouldn't have an adverse effect on the uses of neighboring adjacent properties. But in regards to the variance request, not convinced he met the standards for granting a variance. Obviously, the property can be developed without a tower, and it is created by the applicant. I think, and I don't know so much about uniqueness, but that's arguable. But either way, I don't see what meets the standards for granting variance only special use exception.
I agree with that. That was part of mine. That's okay. All right, if there's no other discussion from members of any other members, if we're ready to vote, I'll entertain a motion then on case number 10,643.
Mr. Chairman, in regards to the special use exception, I think it's been argued by the applicant that, and successfully argued, that it won't substantially affect the use, adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent property. So I'd make a motion to approve the special use exception, but deny the variance.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe in reference to case number 10,643 that we approve the special use exception for the communication tower and deny the variance from the maximum allowable height requirement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried.